Notice just to briefly review, there are three sugyas in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos that we have been discussing last week. The primary one is at the end of the Masechta, Kufnun Hey Amud Beis towards the bottom, going to Kufnun Vav on top. The parallel sugya of Yud Ches, Amud Aleph, and there's a third sugya, one of the monkey wrenches came from Amud Aleph, Kufnun Mem Amud Aleph. So we've gone through the sugyas a few times, just to review the fundamental basics. There is a machlokes between, thank you so much, between Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, what's considered the definition of lush. According to Rebbe, it's the mere mesina samayim, which means you pour water on the flower. That itself is already an amalach of lush. According to Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, no. The expression of the Gemara, Rebbe Yehuda says, no. Important to express the expression. Eino chayev ad shiyagaveh. So we spoke about the Egrei Tal's diuk. It doesn't say that a person is the megabel is chayev. Eino chayev ad shiyagaveh, which implies, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, is a two-part mechayev. One is the nisina samayin, and one is the gibul. You need both. He compares it to akira and hanocha for the melacha of tzoah b'shabbos. You don't have one without the other, so that doesn't mean anything. It's not chayev. Not only that, you have to do both on Shabbos. You have to do the first one with the intention of doing the second one. Same as Akira Vahanoch. That's as far as Egrei Tal goes to explain the compound nature. The Chiyuv of Lush according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Ad Shigat. With this, he explains why the Shinui, which the Gemara speaks about, on the top of Kufnun Rav and Aleph, Hanami Hul the Mishani, again, the different Shinuyim which are found. One Shino Yerabosai is Al Yad, a small amount at a time, which is hard to understand. Allah talks about it at length. What do you mean, Chatishos from the Torah? So the Poshet answer is found in the Ramban. Ramban says, Ein Ochayev, Ein Darko Ele B'Meruba. It was a typo, Meducha, but they all corrected to B'Meruba. That the nature of the Malach of Lush, especially in the case of Kali, whether it applies to others, it's very, very questionable. With respect to Kali, which is a roasted grain, it doesn't pay to do it unless it's a lot at a time. If it's not a lot at one time, it's not merely a question of kalacha yad. We already spoke so many times, kalacha yad is a poter, it's not matir. Here, the small quantity changes the nature of what you're doing. And therefore, the Rabban explains, al yad ayad, it's considered to be such a fundamental change. It's not the normal derech of lisha, that's why it's permissible, not just poter. We compare this, if you recall, to toche with the back of the with the handle of the knife. Not kuf memalaf memalaf. We said the same exact thing. Again, not a plain, straightforward kalacha yad. We've been saying that many times. We said, remember, we talked about betita saperis. The simple pshat, as the many posts learned, it was ein kederach schit adisha. The kalacha yad is that's not pshat. It's not going to be matir. It means it's not considered, it's not labeled as schit at all. It's considered an achila. So we went at a few different situations. It's important to understand that some shinuyim are had to come. But over here, the Gemara says further. The Gemara says, v'shavin, on the second line of Kufnun Rav and Aleph, shabok shnes ha-shashis b'shavis. Affecting Gemara, shavin is Rav's Rebbe Rav's Rebbe Yudah. Affecting Gemara, he said, ain't govlin. Ain't govlin. Tana Rabbanan. Ein govlin, it's not going to be shav, it's a contradiction in Eil Bey. Answer the Gemara, hava, ova, hava, raka. So the simple level it means is, hava, ova, this shini will not be effective, and with a raka, it will be effective. What's the shini we're discussing over here? The reversing of the order. You put the opposite order, that's going to work for raka, and it's not going to work for ova. That's a simple pshat in the sugya, and of course, another one out. Why should it work for raka? Now we're saying, b'shavin, it means that everyone agrees to this. Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda, correct the Egrei Tal, how can the change in the order be effective according to Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda? Prehistoric. What has happened yet? The whole Machayev is the Gibul. There's no Shin in the Gibul. Answers the Egrei Tal, no, the Shita so. Egrei Tal says that it's a compound Malacha. The first part is in the Sinas of Mayim. The second part is the Gibul. There's a Shin in either one. It counts as a Shinui for the entire process. And therefore, would be permissible in this particular case. That's what he says. Those who don't agree with him, and there are many, so the Chazanish is one of them. He has a statement in a bracket, which we saw, that once you change the order in which you introduce the ingredients into the bowl, this has an effect even later on when you're actually mixing the things, megabel them. It's different because the order that you put it in was different. It's hard to understand exactly the facts over here. That's what he said because he didn't accept the lumdus of the Eglei Tam. Okay, this is the sugya over here on Daf Kuf Nun Hey Kuf Nun Vav. There's an additional shina which is called Shesi V'Yarek. That's where the actual gibel itself is done with an unusual fashion. So you're talking about three shinuyim. Ayad, ayad, a little bit at a time. Reversing the order. And Shesi V'Yarek, instead of going like this, around and around and around, you go in and you go out. Like X's instead of O's. Now, it's only once. That's what Rashi would say, only once. Rashi says, on that Kuf Nun Vav, but Shesi verse Pamachas Molech Hamakal Shesi. Pamachas, alright, implying that perhaps you only get one shot. And the Beis Yosef said the Kohen to the other Rishon, it's not that way. But even Rashi might be interpreted. It means once this way, once this way. And you can repeat as many times as you want. It's not clear that the Beis Yosef was correct. It's kind of Rashi, that's what he says. In any event, this is the third and final Shina here in the Sudan. Fine. Now, it's interesting. The Gemara over here discusses on that Kuf Nun Hei of the base. After describing the machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda, the Gemara suggests in a wild idea, four lines from the bottom. The Ma'atkan Lakamar Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda Hosam Alakam of the Bar Gibalu. Have a moose from the Lab Bar Gibalu. Have feel the Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda Modem. Says Rashi, the Zeo Gibulo. This is so counterintuitive. We would think if it's a Bar Gibul, that's a Kemach, that's a Losh Laraisa. It's more Chomer. If it's not a Bar Gibul, it's more Kal. The Gemara's Havim is exactly the reverse. If it's a bar gibel, you didn't do gibel, so it's okay. So la bar gibel, the fact that you didn't do gibel is irrelevant. Zel gibulo. So kamash malan, that in fact it's not so. It's not so. Why? Because Rabbi Yosef would have said, nos the mayon lemursan, which is a la bar gibel. Fine. Again, the simple pshat in the sugya, everything's the same thing. Mursan and koli and shosis, all the same. They are considered to be lav bar gibul. Rishonim have different opinions. Rambam has a different approach. Fine. The problem is that if you chesem and aleph, the line that's rejected over here seems to be accepted over there. But a lav bar gibul is in fact mochamer. Kasta machokes of bayin Rav Yosef. Kasta machokes of Rambam and the Raven. La locha lemaisa. So Tosis there in that you chesem and aleph has that not all lav b'nei gibul were created equal. Tosis says over here that you chesem and aleph. The Ramasal Avol Yo also says, we talk in that Kuf Nun Hey about Mursan, Labar Gibel, it's a relative term, right? The Gabe Kemach Chama in Enabar Gibel, relative to real regular flour, the Mursan, the brand, is a Labar Gibel. Avol Bar Gibel looks famous with Yo, but it's much more about Gibel than Yo. You're just soaking some ink product in order to make the water. Be the proper pigment to use as ink to the different levels. And Shosis and Mursan, which seem to be the same, according to the Girsa we have of our Amrit, according to the Rambam's Girsa of our Tanya, as the Magad Mishnah says, could also be to two different levels. So it could be a possibility of three different levels, all within the concept of Lav Bar Gibul. Bar Gibul, we know, regular flour can be made into a regular dough. Okay, Rabbosai, Ad Kan, Sugya Sagamar. The final Sugya, briefly, on that Kuf Melam and Aleph. What the Gemara discusses over here, after a bunch of Havaminas, the Maskanas of Gemara is Chargul Shaloshim Yerav Shabbos Amocha Mamcha Ben Biyad Ben Bekli. We know from the talk with Vash for Yitra for Elam Arba. The simple level talking here about Lush, the Horai, the word Lushim Yerav Shabbos. We're talking here about Lush, and here there seems to be another important halacha. That you, if it was Lush Merav Shabbos, you may do additional Lisha on Shabbos. We'll call it Ein Lush Acha Lush. The big question here in the Rishonim is, what do you mean Lush Merav Shabbos? With what? Some say with water. You ready to mix the water in on Erev Shabbos. So you ready to do what had to be done. What about according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, who says that that's prehistory, the real Lisha is the Gibul. Go back to the Eglei Tal. This is no. He will agree that the Sinas Tamar is an integral part of the Mechayev. So on Friday, there's no real Chiyuv. And therefore, they are making with certain Shinuyim here in the in the sugi. What's the shinoi? Lo yidrof el ma'arif. You're not going to stir it in the regular weekday fashion. Rashi explains, lo yidrof, the last white line on top. Kedem shatorf and beitz and bekara, bekaf, derav trev and shemak and bekoach. No, you do it more gently. The Rambam seems to have a different approach with the sugi completely. Nothing to do with the malach of lush. He introduces it in the context of other malachas, of dosh and of mevashel. So that's another important point to keep in mind. And the Mordechai, if we go back to it so many times, but it's worth seeing again. I gave you an assignment to give up shot. It shouldn't be a contradiction. Minei Uvei, it's open to the Mordechai. Simen Tav Lam and Gimel one more time. Tav Lam and Gimel. The Mordechai writes as follows. Here's a page, Lamed, in our print. Those are the old print, the end of Perek Tolan, the 20th Perek, towards the end. So the Mordechai says, Vashel Yitro Kirchat Vashel Yachad Vakafke the Arab Yachad Vobetim Trufos, and Marav Yachad Viyad, Mashma Mikan, with a small little bases, at least in our print, Mashma Mikan, the Kosta Shuman Air of Shabbos, Muta Loss in the Sovereign Mashka of Shabbos. Same Shuman. Remember, Shuman is found in our Sukkot too, another Kufman. Yushalmi says, no. Chayim, the Kama, Haiman, the Shochet, Tuma, Kadiyav, Mashka, Machayim, Shum Losh. There you go. You put in some water, you're out of Machayim, Shum Losh. Omeri, Hamura Didan, the Postik, Mamkum, Yavam, and Kli, Haino Kinosin, Mayim, Air of Shabbos. Oh! No steer about Yerushalmi, two different cases. The Yerushalmi's case, he put the water in for the first time on Shabbos. It's Chayim Mishum Lush. The Babli's case, he mixed the water in from before Shabbos. And then for Charosis on Shabbos, when he pays for the Shabbos, he must put the wine in before Shabbos. The last five, seven, eight, 10 words are shocking. Kolon Loss and Mashin Rod Yom, Ma'arev Be'etzbo, we just said before, you're not permitted to be no sin mashkin b'shabbos. It's a chi of daraisa based on the Yerushalmi. If you didn't, about the Rishars, you know. That's the promise about everybody. The Groz Magia, the Yim Nosan, the Vim Lo Nosan, Mr. Groz Magia, who owes the Ruach Kosov, Vim Lo Nosan, different opinion. And the Shvitz the Shabbos, he's not sure which way to go. So he tells you, in case you didn't, in the way that you were lying, Groz Sibiuda. So then there's a consequence afterwards. You cannot do a regular gibel. Different ways. Perhaps we'll come back or yet other ways to explain the more. Any question before I go on? We just had a quick review we spoke about last week, the kids. Okay? So now that we've said this, we're going to discuss some important matters that are found in the Shulchan Aruch, and then the more recent the first. Let's open the Shulchan Aruch, please, briefly. Simon Shin Chav Aleph. We're going to quickly go through three sifrim in a row and see the Pesach of the Mechaber and the Rambam. The Mechaber says it's quoting the Rambam. Ein begavlin, leave out the brackets for the moment. Kemach koli harbe, shemiyavu lolosh kemach shein koli. Oh, you see kemach klar in the Mechaber from the Rambam that lav bar gibul is not a doraisa. Nothing will kemach koli per se. Only Xero, you may come to do Kemach Shein HaKol, which is a Bar Gibul. But if it were a Lav Bar Gibul, would be no Chi of Doraisa. Okay? Fine. As a matter of Hahu says on the Mishnah Berurah Nun Beis, let's take a look inside. Kodeh Sif Losh in the Rambam, which feel that the Kemach Koli Lav Bar Gibul, Redover, the Lav Bar Gibul, Eno Chai Bar Shein Giblo, it's only the Rabbanon. This is the famous Rambam, and because it's only the Rabbanon, there were Ma'at that we call Shinoi, the Ma'at Ma'at. What do you call the Kemach Koli? Is a Bar Gibul and Chayav in HaTorah. This is the bottom, of course, this is for the Prima Godin. They will agree that Shinu the Matmat Shari, the Kemach Koli. That's a Chiddush. But the Prima Godin said so. He said, we're supposed to look at B'er Halacha. We'll see later. Veda. Delayesh Omrim, Ramuva Lekaman Sifta Zayin, Pasnag Rebbe, Gam Ben Yenzeh, also the Gabel Afilu Matmat, Elim Kane. Because according to Rebbe, the minute you throw anything in, it's already going to be a prohibition of just the Nesinas Mayim. As such, it's prohibited. Obviously, in the case of Kemach Midoraisa, Rebbe's Yechayim, and even in the case of of Kemach Kali will be also presumed at least Midrabanan, according to the opinion of Rebbe. Fine. The Mechaber holds over here in Yudal and Tezvav, the first opinion, like Rabbi Yosef Yudah, which is the opinion of most Rishonim, against the Sefer HaTruma. Fine. Good. Umuto the Gabal as Hakoli, Ma'at. Right? That's fine. Ain't Hakoli, forget about it. Says the Mishnah Berurah Nun Gimel, Kemach and Hakoli, Uvezeh Afilu, Ma'at, Asim. The Magen Avraham says that the heter of Ma'at Ma'at will not work with respect to Kemach Koli. So the obvious question is, wait a minute. We said before, even though it's possible to say Kemach Koli is a Bar Gibel, and Zechir Men HaTorah, they agree that Ma'at Ma'at works. So why should that be different than Kemach She'eno Koli Ma'at Ma'at? If Kemach Koli can also be Midoraisa, if you do Gibel, same as Kemach She'eno Koli, why the distinction between them with respect to Ma'at Ma'at? That's the obvious question. So the Chazon Ish answered, based upon that Ramban, but in Kemach Koli, Chazal were aware of the fact that it's not the norm to take such a small amount and do Lisha with a Kemach Koli. So therefore they paskin that it's permissible. With respect to Kemach She'eno Koli, then a person will, since he cannot enjoy it all, Kemach Koli is somewhat able. But Kemach She'eno, plain regular flour, can't eat that at all. Since it's absolutely impossible to eat it, you have a little bit of Kemach She'eno Koli lying around and you want to eat it, there's nothing to do about it. So what you're likely to do is, you'll make it into a dough. And therefore we cannot say, a dark or ella the meruba with respect to Kemach She'eno Koli, regular Kemach. So therefore we have to prohibit it. That's his interpretation of this whole thing. Fine. Let's go further. Ma'at Ma'at Shabrua says, V'lo harbe, beinim osabli l'raka, o kosha. Okay? That's what he says. It's not allowed. Samach Gimel, Taz, and other constituents are Rambam, which is Shulchan Aruch, quote over here. That harbe is going to be prohibited no matter what. But Shar Poskim, even Kemach Koli is Mutter, V'lo saraka, afilu harbe. That's Dipsak. Even a lot is allowed. But we also rock off. But of course, let's go a little bit further. The Gemara, the Shulchan is not finished yet. It's a long-winded paragraph over here. Gemara says, Tzarech Lashanos, the Mechaba says. Ketzad, again, if it's rock off, that's rock. I will kosh us from the nation near Kalosh. Fine? Then he says, the Tzorach Lashanos, and we had a whole fight in Shir on Wednesday, what are the Tzorach Lashanos going on? Based on the punctuation in the Frank of Rambam, what's going on Kosher, according to the way that the Mephoshim learned over here in Shulchan Aruch, it's going on Rach. There's even a parenthetical comment. We've already learned that parentheses does not mean it's not mean the Rambam. We don't know the Rambam really said this, because Rambam said it's not a parenthesis. Maybe later in the Shabbat. Filu barach, even though it's rach, tzarech l'shanos. That's a chiddush, which should according to some, we read the Rambam differently. It's just not true. But okay, I just want to read quickly before I get back to the nitty gritty. Tezvav. Rabbo said, this is the Gemara that kuf nun he. That is the Gemara that kuf mem. Chayro shalosh le'er of Shabbos, l'mocha yochol arvo, hein v'yad hein v'kli, v'no sein l'socho dvash. Well, Yitra of Arba B'chach, Arba B'mat. What's missing over here? When, with what was the Losh of Erev Shabbos? With what? On a simple level over here, Mishnah Berurah and Chesel, the truth, is the Posh of Shat in the Mechaber, the Maim of Yain, but feel it low, this Ari Maim B'chal Kona Mashabbos, V'dila Shechad of Ashmi Tamsus, late Lachuso, it's still permitted to put in the Mashke. To put in the mashker, Rabosai. Why? Ta'idea nesina l'choshev l'eishev de'azu ad she yigamla. This is Rabbi Yossi for Rabbi Yehuda. And when you do it later on, it's not called a gibel, because it's trefa, it's not doing trefa. That doesn't mean a little bit of time, it's only a light mixing. The brelochas, peladik, how can it be such a small shini with mimatirip? And he gives his own teretz about tikkun achol v'yamal. We'll get to that perhaps in the Chazaron. Right. Final sif. Sif tezayin. Shach, again, it's the same Gemara Daf Kuf Mem. Shachlayim Shadocha Merav Shabbos V'mochad Nosim Yayim V'chomas V'yitrof El Ma'arif. Same as Tezvav. V'chein Shum. Same as Tezvav. Okay. V'yesh Omrim Lo Yar. This is within the Shita. Lo Yar V'chaf Ela B'Yad. That's what he calls over here from the Mordechai and the Or Zorua. Okay. So first, as the Mishnah Berurah correctly says in Tezvav Beis, goes on Tezvav as well as Tez Zayin. We're talking about the case where the liquid was put in there on Shabbos, as opposed to was put in before Shabbos. All this is found in the Mishnah Berurah. Fine, all this is very nice. So far, we're all going according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. That's what it says. Now comes a revolution. And the Sifta Zayin. The Yesh Omrim. Tour from the Bala Truma. Or the Shor Eliyarev, Mashka Bechardol, Dafka Shinnison, and Bibod Yom. Ava B'Shabbos, Osalas, Mashka Bechardol, Mishim Natsu, Shemishim Lash. Again, the simple read is he's passing Rak Rebbe. Although, if you look in the Mordechai, he never said a word about Rebbe. But that's the simple pshat. Okay, it says the Ramah, the Yadose in Ochel Tchila, the Chakach, the Chomet, O Yayin, who be Orgo be Etzbo Shari, the Avishino, which is Shtisa. Okay? So what does that mean? You're reversing a double Shinur. The order is wrong, and the Eruv is with you using your finger. So there's so many shinuyim, so this is going to work even according to the opinion of Rebbe. So it would appear. Of course, the question becomes, why? Why should it work? Once you mix the ingredients together, it should be a problem immediately. That's a very serious question, which we have to get to a little bit later. Okay? Rabosai is an effective question out of the Mordechai. So we've reviewed briefly Shin Chav. I'll have one more sip before we go back to later Beforshim. Shin Chav Dalet Sif Gimel, where the same thing repeats with respect to Machla Behema. Ein Golden Mursim the Behema the Tana Golden. Avonos Nimbo Mayin, the Psak of the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh, like Rav Yotzi Rav Yehuda. How do you ultimately mix it? So what do you do? Shesi V'yare, everything more has enough. Kufan Vav Aman Aleph. Here too, V'yesh Osrim. Litein Mayim Agabe Mursim B'Shabbos. Who is this Yesh Omrim? Again, the smag from the Bala Truma. Because they paskin like Rebbe, Mishnah Berurah Yud. The Bala Truma is Siyos, the paskin ke Rebbe. The Sina Smag L'chud Chai B'Shem Gibul V'Kemach. Uve Mursim Eivet V'Chol Dovah. And therefore, you have to put the water in from before Shabbos. Hafo Pikein. You cannot mix the ingredients, you know, with Gibul the next day without an additional Shinoi of Shesi V'Yor. Adkan. Just quickly reviewed everything. So now, Rabosai, I asked you to, thank you very much to put this on the board here. Let's see what it says. Let's try over here. I'm not sure if this is the right page, but I forgot the magic number over here. Let's see. I and Aleph. Now in the Malacha of Lush. Okay? Rabosai. But we had a whole fight about Lisha Achar Lisha. Lisha Achar Lisha. A big fight. Okay? Watch this. Ayin Bealacha Sif Yudal. Shanaka Shiesh Ofanim Shiesh Lisha Achar Lisha. To go. Nasan Mayan Erev Shabbos. Ubalagalo B'Shabbos. Now, feel if you are Rishonah Shaposin Kerebi, the Sinus Mayim for Nefshevas the Gibel, the Chayovin Al Zeah, yeah, the Komago Mo the Rebbe, the Rosi of Yehuda, the Gamala Gibel, the Shalach Akach, Ishtachayim, Bloshayach Lama Bezeah and Lisha Chalisha, Kevan, Shabin the Sinus Hamayim, Ein Adai and Lisha Gemura, for the Chen Yesh, the Chayim, Gamma Mashim, the Gabba, the Gomas Alisha, who is the right from the Rishami, Oroch of Makatev, that's his right. Kabachomer, where the Gibel itself is incomplete. Kazanish rejected. The Sover, look carefully. The Sover, watch what he says. Da Aricha Bekituf Heimin Yonim Mechudoshim. The Yeshem Chashivus Bifnei Atzma. V'lachein Chayim. Ma'ashengen Belisha Achalisha Yesh lifter, afilu begivu lach an nesin esmarin, shakol also inyan. Kamish be a poskim karebi nesin esmarin, kwa nafshel es a givu. And l'chayim ala givu lach an sozul chazanish. Fascinating comparison. V'nire lovik tzaz dugmo lezen. Masha lefi habe rishonim. Achashin esbal shal kamachal ben rusor, which is half cooked. For ein chayavan al bishula. Rov poskim against the Rambam say, that it's already cooked halfway, and you cook it more on Shabbos, you're pot. Okay, fine. Great, terrific, fascinating. Uvachozos, that's a Urayan, that the Urayan presumably holds, like the Rov Baliatosis, that ein bishul achar machal ben drusoi. Yeah. Nonetheless, sheesh afia achar bishul, ubishul achar afia, kevet sheesh was that tosefes tikun. Bal Echus Mechudeshes, a little modern Hebrew. It's a different quality, a different type, Rebosak. It's a different type, you're going to be chayav remarkably. If it was plain cooking only halfway, and you made it from halfway to all the way, it'd be potter. But if you make it, it's fully cooked. You make it, put it now, so you're going to bake it, you would be chayav and vice versa. Hope you ain't saying the same yourself. If it's half mixed, had a Nesina Smayan, without a gibul, quote the Rebbe, quote the Chazanish, it'd be potter. Quote the Rebbe, the fact that the ingredients are in the same bowl, there's already to be a quote unquote Macham and Yusoi of Lisha, using the phrase of Bishop. But if you are Orech or Makate, if you're setting it in a shape and you're making a little smooth tap on a top, those are separate and distinct actions. And he compares that to a bishul achar afia, or the reverse, going to the Iran. I thought it's a very nice mushroom. A very, very nice mushroom. Fine. Let's go a little bit further. Watch this. The Bialach is the kasha for the Rush. What did the Rush say? This was a review from last week. The Rush said in Beitza, we saw the Rush in Beitza, if he Rebbe in Nosan, Mashkem, Erev Shabbos, and Isa Begibul Achakach. I have to tell you, that they took your souls in the Rush. I was, you know, taken aback. I saw that if you look in the Rush that we have, on the one on the screen, I don't think it had it, there's a little Hagor Zabach. This is the Girsa that we have, according to the Girsa, the Rebbe. The Bach and the Marshal say, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, which will lead you to the exact opposite conclusion of what we're saying here. Let's just keep it in mind. So yes, the Rosh says, if you have your nosim mashkem erev Shabbos, ain't nisim begibul achakach. Quote the other gear, so there is a nisim. Tiretz a Rosh, shalom, nahare medaber, be'efer, she'en abagibul b'yetzem, kitma, shari. And if you have your chayom, gav al yirv amayim, l'chein anir b'achar yirv, habu budav eshu b'agibul, she'os achakach lisha gemura, yesh l'chay v'shlosh at the red. Uvev is near, watch this, this is what now what the Bialacha said. Shemi ha-Rosh, Lo rak shein kusha, elav sheish mitvarav raya the Rebbe Halacha. Why? She mavu hasham b'gemara, drak b'kid v'shari. Hava b'tit v'ofar asur. Ulfi arosh, harimashi tira b'kid ma, meduba b'ofar shenasna maimer av yomtif. V'al zeh mavuar, she b'ofar yesh lesa gam b'ofar zeh. U'muchach lehenya, she gam lefi redi, b'dava shu bar gibul, av shenasna bo mayim, Mayor of Yontif, Yesh Chiyav Al Gibul of Yontif. The Bialach himself says this in Simitov Kuv Zayin, Siv Zayin, on the one hand. So we have a riot from the Rush to this Svar, that you would be Chayav a second time, Gibul Acha Gibul, if you will, in a situation of a Bar Gibul confirming the wisdom of the Bialach. The Chumas Hadeshin, he says, it proves that the Chazan is wrong. Why? Chara shaloshon erev Shabbos. Again, we're chazing so many times. Sheitiru l'arav b'Shabbos l'vat shel yitav b'koach kostrum asadeshen. Shelefi aposkim k'rebi sarach lomar shemeduba b'ofen shekivar nasan es hamashkim erev Shabbos. We just saw that a minute ago. Quote the Rebbe. Shemadah quoted this in the second opinion. And you have to do the mix the ingredients in before Shabbos. Ay dey zeg for nechshavu l'megubo b'chol on Friday. V'lechein begibul latzvo ein tzara b'shem shinim. Raka tzricha shal yibim v'koach, fine. Hashem of the poskim k'rabi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Etzem nesinas ha-mashkim muteres gam b'shabos atzmo. because it's a skonish. Avot sarach shinu begibul. Fine. Umashi tiru begemara lahamchos bekli. Hakavona she inanea hakli atzmo. Or she yivchos beetzbo on your finger. Avot iruv kedargo osur. Av shinu torah pekoch. Fine. Umuchach mitchum asadeshen. Sheish hevdel begibul atzmo ben rebi rebi osne biuda. Ulefi rebi. Mekilim Yosef. Ukva Omar al Zebe Chazanish. Arrived in Shumos Adeshin. To his point of view. Oh, watch this now. Ve'ein Litzchos. He's aware of the fact, the possible way to be Zochet is right. What's the possible way to be Zochet? What do I just do? Do I just... Are we okay now? Ve'ein Litzchos. You want to see?
Yeah.
I just pulled something out. Ve'ein Litzchos. Okay. Shedvarim halolo shebetshumas adeshim bedar balem heim lav v'nei gibul. V'lachem ein v'zachiyah v'lagibul lefi Rebbe, as we said by Kitner by the Rosh. Can't be. Why can't it be? Why can't it be? Shereh lefi harbe rishonim b'dobah shulav bar gibul v'chulei alma asura nesina samayin letocho. That's Abayin we mentioned a few minutes ago. So Abayin of Yitches holds that way. And he suggests there'll be a kufnun hay as well. So therefore, it must be Elo Advaram Shei Truma Sosh Ben Abalem Pnei Gibolim. Ubechol Zos En Chiyav Al Gibol Lefi Rebbe. I have a question against the Smith Gibol. I say, who said he's right? Who said that he's right? How does he know from the fact that there are Rishonim? I agree, there are Rishonim who follow Abaye and say that Lav Bar Gibol is worse. But how does he know that the Truma Sadeshin here is going according to those Rishonim? The only way to figure this out, Rabbi, is to look together in the Truma Sadesh. Let's look together. Oh, it was on the screen last week. We don't know who remembers about Pat. Okay. Let's see what it says over here. And figure it out for ourselves. Just look inside and see according to whom is every line going. What symbol was it? Nun Gimel? I forgot. Not so long as I recall. Okay? You put Mashka on Shabbos. Let's read together slowly. Slowly. Quote the Gemara of Kufmen. Put the Sefer HaTshuva and the Smak and the Smak. Ayri to go. Shanos and Mashmi Rojo. We saw this read quoted where? Where do we see this? In the Mordechai. Quote from the read. That the Chmor Karl, you put the water in on both sides on Friday. Because otherwise you're stuck with the Rishalmi. But we saw this in the Mordechai. Fine, we saw it. True by Shum, true by Chal, all the same thing. All the same thing. Why? Look what he says why. Although we didn't see this in the Mordechai Beferish. He's assuming why. Kaimel and Kir Rebbe. Nesina Smaim is Oshamashu is Gibulon. And therefore, Ki Yav Mash, watch this now. Ki Yav Mash Rebod Yom from a Gubalu Bechol. This thing, this is exactly the verb which the Chazanish was pilgrimaging about. Megul v'mol yom, what is Megul v'mol yom? So then there's ain't gibul lacha gibul. Ain't gibul lacha gibul. It's against the bialacha. Ain't gibul lacha gibul. Perish. According to the Mishnah, the bialacha, this is not true. This is not true. Fine. Well, my dish, Abisa b'shavis ain't beda. Don't do drove with this miracle of Shabbat. But if you put the mashke in the Shabbos, I didn't see this mashke in the Mechayim, we call it the Rebbe. Mahani midi, ma'amchachachach, derech shimon. All this is true on both sides. Now, so the Megillah Sefer suggests, well, maybe you can get out by saying, referring here to a lav bar gibul. Can't be. Why can't it be? Because some Rishonim are machir by lav bar gibul. Who says that Truma Sadesh at this point in time is worried about those Rishonim? He's giving his own opinion. Maybe he doesn't hold like those Rishonim. Maybe referring to a case over here of Kitma Larba Gibel, the same as the Rush. How is he so sure? How is he so sure? How does he know? We're going to go to the Sefer HaTshuva. Now, after you finish the Sefer HaTshuva, now watch. Keep this in mind. We finished part one of Truma Sadesh. Fine. Now we start part two. Avo, Rav Alphas Vashiri, Poskuperk, Vashra the Shabbos. Grab Yossi, Grab Yehuda. and it's seen as mashke lachoshe kibu. V'sharei lo says mashke b'chila b'shabes. Lo b'chak b'derach shinut. V'etz bol b'chviyatsa l'nara. Or is a ruah. Da-da-da-dam. V'bol yom. So you can put the yayin in the Shabbos. U'mava b'etz bol like Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yudah. And in Beitzah it says, Kit Mashari, and the Rif, the Rashi Rambam will offer Mutu the Gold of Mishmala Bagibulu. Should say Efer? It's a little strange to me. But Tarsus in the first part of Shabbos, Hochichu, Adarab, Mini the Lab Bag, we saw this Tarsus, Mini the Lab Bagibulu, Rabbo Sai, Mini the Lab Bagibulu, the Shaykh Beit Fenis in his mind. That's true. He said it, as the Megillah Sefer correctly pointed out, but long after he finished talking about his initial statement. So the Megillah Sefer is assuming that since right now the Truma Sadesh quotes his opinion, he must be worried about the opinion from the very beginning. It must be referring to B'nai Giba. Who said he's right? He didn't introduce the sheet until much later on. So I wouldn't guarantee that what the Megillah Sefer says is absolutely correct. No, no. I say he's wrong, but I don't know. I'm not sure. Now, the very end, skipping a little bit, the very end, the old Nira, now feel the Blila Raka, Sarah HaKach La'arab B'Kliatz Obetz Bo. Why? 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 But he put in the opposite order. That should take care of it. No. Now leave the man the yomad in the sinas smile of choshev gibul. Im kein lo mahani the yomad shinim in the sinas smachol. Because that's prehistoric. That kati lo avim malach hashiyagamil. We didn't see the begil. This is the pasuk shot. We had two different interpretations how you resolve those who disagree with this line. Either the line of the egle tal of Yosef Yudol's a compound chiyot to start talking today. Or the Chazanish, who claims, that it's hard to understand why, that if you reverse the order of introduction of the ingredients into the bowl, when you mix it later on, it's going to have an impact. Okay? That's what it says. Fine. For the Kitzer, I'm not convinced that his child is correct, but since he's an Adam Gadol and he said it, let's go see what he said, just to show you what he said. He says, "Machlokas habealocha chazanish, imachlokas keduma, ben a rush and the Truma Sadesh." That the rush holds on the bir alocha, that you can be chayv a second time in a bar gibul. And he claims the chazanish, that the Truma Sadesh would disagree. Why? Because the first problem is must be referring to a bar gibul, because it's some say lama yilas mochava. Who said? Who said he's going to call that opinion? I'm not guaranteed that it's 100% true. I'm not so sure it's true. Fine. Rabos, let's go back to the Bialocha, if you don't mind opening up. Sif Yudalid Shema. Sif Yudalid Shema. Shema Yavam. Again, we've seen this already twice, but it's time to chazim a third time to the week. He quotes the Gemara that Gibo had a shina in the Yosef Yehudi and a Machayim and a Sinas Mai. Because by the Sinas Mai, as we saw in the Ramban, was Shayach Shinoi. Sinas Mai. There is no Shinoi. What means there's no Shinoi? There is a Shinoi. Not according to Rebbe. Fine. Pribegonim says, according to Tosafos Shabbos HaYuches, which we saw a minute ago, like Dla Bagibo, everyone agrees with Chayim and Nesina Smayim. So Kemakoli must be a Bagibo. Otherwise, how do you mix it in? And therefore, you see the Shini of Ma'at Mat works by Kemakoli, which is a Bagibo. So therefore, regular Kemak too. What's the difference? Mishmar Sodom says it's incorrect. Chati Shosim in HaTorah. He said the Raisa. Only Kemachol, look on the last line of the page, a La Bagibulu. Ay, Tosu says that it's a Bagibul. He says, Al Yad, Al Yad, next page. Shinu Kalachayad. He's derived from Rashi. Who's the word Kalachayad? Says the Mishnah Berurah, very strong language. That was Cholila, Lintos, Bozeh, Midivir, Rishonim. Chas v'sholim. Because the Rif said it means Matmat, and the Rach, and the Yoruch, and the Rambam, and the Gemara, and the Rashi, all say it means that. I share. Hachas v'na Torah. After the brackets, he says, V'nir Ali, Kemach v'alma yejisim v'na Torah v'chatzi shir. V'hutu v'kemach kolim v'shem zeh. It's not the reason, that's not the heter. And we never said Parah is a bigger shir. It's even more than a shir. Grok was a small amount, like a kazayas worth. Much more than that. Shul Parsik never said that. Fine. What's the pshat? Nir Ali, a new pshat, amazing pshat. Ayde yimashem miyab shina kloyos v'tanam. V'osan osan shiruya l'achila. Uchosh v'kimo dovesh ha-nefer v'n izbashem. U'l'kach, after yaday nesinas mayim shenosim v'socha ha-kach u'mizgabel. Ein zechosh v'kimo molechas lisha. And about tikkun ochel bi'alma the derech achilas v'bekach. Achilas shniflo. It's like rotev shenosim v'tavsh. You put some gravy in the liquid gravy in the potatoes. It's nothing. No molecha d'araisa. No d'araisa. So matmah is a small shinui. Teretz 1, teretz 2. Matmah means davka be'eis achila. That's a beferish ritual we saw last week. That the Mishnah Berurah didn't have the ritual for the new ritvahs. There's mechavet to it. In the inami, compared it to Rav Chisda and Ayin Dalid. Less than a shir. Fine, that's what he's saying, a chidish. Shas achil. Well, the first test, you don't need that chidish. Two terutzim over here in the Bir Allah. Fine. So regular capital be awesome in our Torah. That's what he said. I think it's correct. Although there are those who disagree with the upshot. We'll come to it a little later. So here I have this problem, Rabosai. Because the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sivkot Nun Zayin talks about matzah meal. Rabosai, today is Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. We're now, Pesach is around the corner, Rabosai. It's around the corner. Matzah meal is around the corner. What about matzah meal? Look at the beginning of Nun Zayin. Taz Shekosa. To also the Arab Bishabash of Pesach. Kemach Shenosin B'tchinas Matzah Afuyim, we call that matzah meal. Litnan B'yayin of Emei Dvash. After Dama L'shtisa Shutchina Gasa. V'shamuter Berako. Hayayin Eshinui. Although the Kemach Zeh is only a technical problem. En Yadua Manosem Chila B'chol. Then Leida Mahu Ashinui. So you can't do it, Harbin. Can't do it. Only for technical reasons. Because you don't know what is the Shinui. What is the Shinui, Rabosai? But if you would know, it would be presumably permissible according to this. Wow. Ali Rabbi says, therefore, if you don't know, make the Shinui in the Gemara. Machot chilo chakach hamashker. Chok Yaakov, that it would be more makel than the Taz is. It's good to be machmer, continue the Mishnah Berurah, not to use a spoon, just use the bowl itself, shake it around a little bit. That's only harbin. Ma'at, ma'at, muta, watch this now. Afilu ba'ova uveli shinoi l'deyazu. Quote the Rebbe, forget about it. But he says it's mutter, ma'at, ma'at, afilu ba'ova uveli shinoi, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. That's what he says. Where did he get it from? Samachay. Beinem atchim agaso of dako. T'lo chamira mikemach koli. You hear what's going on? Matzah meal is not more strict than kemach koli. That's what he says. The Buddha feel the over and also not. Except according to Rebbe. Wow. What does this mean? What does this mean? Chazanish says no. This is incorrect. Koli, we know. Ein darko ela b'meruba, as the Ramban said. So a little bit of the time is a dramatic shinui. How do you know when it comes to matzah meal, ein darko ela b'meruba? How do you know? That's his kash. Right. All this is the background of both sides. You'll see over here this beautiful set. Watch this. Look carefully, please. Quotes the whole Bir Allah. I'm not going to repeat the whole thing. Chazanish says, no. Kemach koli, ein adam torech, as will shtis the Mashiach muat, based on the Ramban, ein dak ala b'merubah. B'merubah, fine. So Chazanish, at the end of the day, watch this. Ramela Mishtare, watch. The Fiamakomo Svazmanim. Depending on the place and on the time. Then and only then is it permissible. Otherwise, it is in fact prohibited. He's against the Matzanel story. How do you know? Who says? Maybe a chayv chatas chas for shalom if you use matzmel and pesach, because maybe it's dark even the muad. Whoa, them's fighting words. Says the Megillah Sefer, he responds in kind. Divrei Chazanish nistarim are contradicted and often above an Avraham. Why? Shagam b'mursan mutl legavlo matmat. L'fiya Chazanish. The Mogan Avraham is befarish against the Chazanish. What a great cash. Watch this now. Not over. Belacha, says the Mogan Avraham, is wrong. Yeah. He goes to Ramban. But Mursa Nitiul or Rakalokas Tabashesi Vyore, Veloi Tiru Gibulo Kotsoko Matmat. That's what he says. But if you look carefully in the Ramban itself, we saw it last week, Shizemi Tamacher, so it Tiru Gibulo Kotsoko Lamachal Odom, below the Troach Mishul Behema for naught. Abba Mashra Shibamachal Odom, Mutur Hashinui, the Maat Maat, Lorak Bekemakoli, Elegabit Vorem Acherim. As a pella in the Chazanish, who atzmo b'sitkon zayin, quotes the Ramban the Chidusha, and he brings a raya against the Be'alacha. Why? Because Mursun ain't a royal achil kamoshe hu. The Be'alacha learned pshat this whole sugya. It's all based on what? It's, Rabbi Ossi, help me out. It's all based on what he called tikkun ochel b'yama. Because kemach koli is edible right away. And he quotes that against the Be'alacha. Who applies it to Mursun? Because Mursun is inedible. And yet, Not only is it kash against the Be'alacha, it's a kash against him. We're in trouble on many levels over here. One, Chazanish quotes the Mefurasha Ramban against the Be'alacha. We're not happy. We are big defenders of we are Chavetz Chaim people, Rav Osa. We'll defend the Chavetz Chaim at all costs. Here he says it's against enough in the Ramban. Could be didn't have the Ramban, but still. And number two, he says the same way as he used the Ramban as a battering ram to slug up the Be'alacha, that same battering ram can boomerang against him, because clearly the mounted by Mursa, right? Beferish. Noisa Doraisa. Noisa Doraisa. Even though it's inedible, you see that you can make a general statement beyond the actual case of Koli, that what we say ain't dark on the moon. That's the problem. Now, if you look carefully, Rabbi Osai, in the Chazanish himself, can we get a Chazanish, please? If you don't mind. I just want to show it to you, show you the words. That I'm here to defend everybody. We're going to have to defend almost everybody, maybe even everybody. So far at this point, the Chazanish is indefensible, and the Be'alacha is indefensible. As we just read in the Megillah Sefer. Let's try to see if we can defend both, perhaps, if we can. Thank you so much. Why don't give me a Shavua Chazanish. I want the old fashioned.
I know. I typed in Chazanish and that's it. Okay, here.
Sorry. Okay. You want the real McCoy. No Kitsurim over here. Oh, I forgot what page it's on. That's to help me out. Oh, the side. Thank God they went inside. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Okay, here we are. This is very valuable. Here we go. Watch this. Look what he says. Oh. ולפי זה השינוי שעושה יד היד מצו מיסו דורייסו. Why? Why? So far, let's explain why. First, he says that the shinui of he starts the mikra milsa she nivdala me'amaruba, that havdala from the maruba took place when you put the ingredients in the bowl. Later on, you don't really see it. Then he says, he didn't realize that. But the Chazan's writing this, he didn't realize that. Achaka! Everything changes. He saw the Ramban. Meducha should be Meruba, as we said before. Okay. Watch what he says. This is critical. Since you can't eat plain flour, Rabbo says, no one ever eat plain flour, correct? It's inedible. So therefore, Upa Amin, Sha'adam Lush Ba'ofa Shi'amuad. He's hungry. You have a little flour, he can't eat it. So you'll do the tircha. It's not very time effective, you know, but you'll do it anyway. You take a small amount of flour, you'll knead it, you'll bake it. Yeah. Avokoli Hanechal, which is edible, watch. And Adam Toreach Lasos Shtisa V'Shi'amuad. Efshe torcha merubo ledaktik lahamido al ofno karoi haroi udvaramele mishtan lefi amakom asfaz manim. So ledaktik lemasim ein dak eleve merubo. Otherwise, it's going to be prohibited. That's what he says. Very important chazanish. Very important chazanish. Rabosai, I want to bring you a defense. Of the Mishnah Brura against the Kasha, which we just saw a second ago in the Sefer, in Megillah Sefer. Oh. Let's take a look at Rabosai in Shin Chav Dalet. Please look at Shinchav Dalet Rabosai in Bialacha Mursa. Take a look. Mursa, towards the bottom of the page, 310. I Mishnah Brua Shikosavnu Bein Rab Belmach. Lahuta Mat Mat Kiyim Bekoli. Fiyaf Tamogan Avrom. Hevi B'Shem Rambam Melchamts. The Mat Mat Mutter. Afilu Shaloi De Shinoi. I'm Ayin Shem Heitev Melchamts Sofa Mesechta. Here, then right cloud, the mashakos of Sham Kula Mutor, we discussed this last week. Hakavana I ben la ova ben la raka bakoli, as he says in the Chidush Ramban. See, he had a Chidush Ramban. Vatam, flowitiru zel of a machal odam below the trunk, the trunk, the machal behema. Inami, holy Ramban. The mursa on the behema, watch this now. Miss Achli, afilu eno megabo called sarko. Only the Shasi V'Yarev. So they weren't Mekil with the Heter of Ayad Ayad. Look at the Kedushim and it's covered in the Saddle, etc., etc. So both say, having seen this B'Alacha Mursam, let's go back to the Gila Seyit. We'll come back. We can come back here. We won't lose it, right? Let's go to here. So we saw a Kash over here. The Chazanish quotes the Ramban in his Chidushim, and he proves a raya against the B'Alacha. Why? Shari Mursan ein oror l'achila k'mol shehu. U'v'chol zos, don't Ramban shehet mat mat. What does that really mean? What do you mean Mursan is ein oror l'achila k'mol shehu? Do we know what the menu of an animal is? We just read over here in the Bria Halacha. An animal is, as he quotes from the Ramban himself, what did the Ramban say? He quotes it verbatim. He says, Mursal the behemoth is achli, afilum ena magabo kol tzarko. So you throw a little water in, you don't really do a proper gibul, and it's achli anyway. So even though it may not be on the same level of kemakoli, which according to the Bialocha is misachel by itself, but achal pikein, it can be misachel without a regular lisha. So again, look at this kasha. The kasha is, watch this. The Rabban says, quote about Chazanish. Know what? It's Chazanish. Ramban Mavur, but we tiru gimel b'kol tzorak ala b'dugav mach odom, not b'shul mach ha-behema. And he quotes this against the Be'alocha. Why? Shai Mursin in a royal achilah k'mo shehu. So you, Be'alocha, said, the whole hector over here, is because the kemach koli is nechel k'mo shehu, then how's it going to work by Mursin, which is not nechel k'mo shehu? So one could possibly answer, that even though Murs may not be an animal, literally kamoshu, the dry brand, I'm not sure what animal eats, who knows, maybe even in that, who knows what animals would eat. But it could be, we just read it just a second ago, that's misachli, even without a proper gibul. Maybe that'll be suffice to be matrit according to the Bir Halacha. So that's, I wanted to just answer that kasha. That was the kasha which was raised by the Chazon Ish. We wanted to answer that kasha, perhaps in this fashion. It is misachli b'hachi. We saw it over here in the, and the Ramban quoted in this Bir Halacha and Shin Chaf Dalit. Okay? He used it as a chumrah to Aser Ayali Amid Rabban because you don't really need it. For that reason itself, there's no Iser Doraisa, right? Because we understand that issue. Let's see the Chazanish inside. If you don't see it inside, it's hard to know. Watch this. Watch. Second, please. Hey, Zayn. Quote to Bialach. Rabbi, so look inside. Sif cotton Zayn. He quotes the Bialach and he slugs him up. Watch. He doesn't understand Matmaat. So what does he say? Meaning the Nefam and his Basha Lachal Kach. What does that mean? It was Koli. It was already pre-roasted. Kimar lo mashkein zalosh min haTorah. Rak with Rabbanim. And then Vashinim was enough. Vizeno. Why? The Ramban done b'maat ma'at b'murs of the behema. Because of the Lord Tira called Tzorka ma'at ma'at ela la'odam. We're suggesting now a possible answer going to the Bialocha. It doesn't have to be literally edible itself. It has to be edible without a proper lishah. So over here, an animal will eat it without a proper leisha. That's exactly what the Ramban said. Maybe that's considered to be edible as well. Not for a person, but it's animal food. And maybe even they'll eat it at both sides. Are we sure that an animal wouldn't eat mursa without any water? Who knows what animals are eating? You want to go on internet, find out? Will animals eat plain bran? Wouldn't surprise if they did. You let me know tomorrow. Well, do animals eat bran without water mixed in? It wouldn't surprise me. But if a little water mixed in without a real gibul, the Ramban himself says that they certainly would eat it. Oh.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. Says yes. So therefore, I thought that would be a possible terror to the Chazanish's kash over here in Sifkatan Zion. The male of Rabbi Osad. What was the Megillah Sefer's kash against the Chazanish? What did he ask? The Chazon Ish over here says, what did he say? Mashin Kosim Mishnah Brura. Lahat Alita and Mashka Bekemach Matzah. Matzimir. For all Samat Mat. Ain a het the Mukra. Why? The Ain Lo Makan Chedak Eleva Maruba. Vashinu Hu Kan Ikara Matir. Uboloshin Epshad Yeshan Chi of Katas. Because maybe the only time when we say this, you sold Rabosai of Merub, Derek of the Merubah, is only by Kemal Koli. We don't find it anywhere else. But the way we suggested, now, no, no. We're going to say Rabosai like this. Kemach Matzah, Matzah meal, cannot be eaten, Rabosai, with cannot be eaten in a raw state. No one eats matzah meal. It's ridiculous. So therefore, the Chazon Ish's kasha against the Bialoch, against the Mishnah Berurah, is a valid kasha. So we're valid in the Chazon Ish. So we've defended, let's see, who did we defend? First, who we're defending? First, we defended the kasha that the Chazon Ish asked against the Mishnah Berurah. And we said that Morrison is edible, either with a plain, as Mordechai suggests, based on internet, or with a little bit of water, we saw the Ramban says.
Cats can't eat it.
Cats. talking about oxen. The oxen are much bigger than cats. Okay? So we defended the B'Allah. Now we defend the Chazon Ish himself against the Megillah Sefer Kasha, because we said, what's this kasha over here? He himself? No. He himself is only referring to a case where it's potentially edible. Here, since it's inedible, according to the Mishnah Berurah's own criterion, it should be a serious problem. Right? Because matzah, we have no idea how it's eaten in Merubah, not Merubah, we don't know. But the only thing that's a problem is the Sharetzion in Samachen. How do we defend that, Rabosa? How do we defend Samachen? Matzah male is no more chomer than kemach koli. That's a shver word, because kemach koli, the Melacha said that she tells was edible. Matzah meal is not edible. You know that. You can't eat matzah meal. This bothered me. So I saw something. I saw something that I wanted to explain, but I wanted to show you a text inside in the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos. If you can get it to me on the screen, I'd like to show it to you if possible. If you read it the way I did, I read something, I thought it meant something. Because in Sharetzion Samachay, what does it mean? It doesn't explain why. I think I even looked it up in the new ones, the brand new ones, the super ones. I don't think it said anything. I don't think so. I left it in my office. I think I looked it up. You have a shot, you said something, it doesn't explain what it means. Let's read together. What are you talking about? Kemach Koli or Kemach Matzah? What are you saying? Kemach Koli, that's what we say, the Mishnah Berurah said in Zvar, it's edible. Or Kemach Matzah, which we think is not edible. Or Pirui Bistvitim, Dina Mechalapachos ke Kemach Koli. At least it's Kav. Why more kal? Here we need to do it. Yosef is there. The ain lisha achal lisha. That's the secret. He gave away pshat in the Sharetzion. The reason why he's more makil when it comes to matzah more than kemach koli tells you why. Ain lisha Achali Sharabosai. What bothered me is, wait a minute, Rabosai, wait a minute. You had a dough, it's true. And with this dough, you needed matzah, you made it in less than 18 minutes, fine. Now you take the hard matzah and make it back into matzah meal. If you ask me, the original Lisha's bottle of mavutul was canceled out. Maybe I ain't talking like I told him anytime, we just said it last week. If you have cheese, hard cheese, who cares if it was originally a tchina of some sort? Right? It was canceled by later events. So I don't know, I think it may be the pshat in that Sharatzion, perhaps, I think that's closer as a source, Pashut, he says. Pashut. What kind of Pashut is this? Not this Pashut at all. And I found in Chazon Ish, I think he says something which is along the lines of what I had said, that you can cancel out Elisha. Take a look what he says over here. Watch this. Vuadin b'tavshu, watch this. Sherisoso lirisisim. It was cooked, it was kneaded, it was cooked, baked, and then it was smashed to smithereens. Rissisim. V'chozer ma'arvo megablo me'mashke, yesh le'mishim losh. Boo, what do you mean? Ein losh ha'chalosh? No. The original leash is bottle of mavuto.
The reason the matzo meal we have is made in a box, they just put it through a grinder.
Right.
If you can grind it yourself, it would be as fine,
right,
and it's edible.
You say matzo was edible?
Yeah. Now when it's floury, they put it through a grinder machine. But
who in this room eats matzo meal straight? Tell me the honest truth.
No, it is edible.
Everything is edible. If there's nothing to eat on the desert island, you'll eat anything. But no one is Jew eats matzah meal. So I don't understand. I think he gave the answer of Ein Losh HaKalosh. But I think the Chazanish is correct. That's only sore point over here. I think I defended everybody here. Except the Sharatzion, assuming that he means that the Shabbos for Shabbos, Ein Losh HaKalosh. My question is, it seems to me that if you have matzah meal, the original Lisha is canceled out, as we saw with Sisson. That's what I think, but maybe he'll not canceled out. I do not know. I don't know. I do not know. Now, Rabosai, let's take a look over here in the B'alacha again, in Sif Tesvav, which he gave an answer, which we have to question again. Shin Chafal of Tesvav. We have to see, is it correct or incorrect? Let's analyze it again. You have to keep reviewing that, Rabosai. These are complex matters. Although I have to, you know, the time is booming. I think the proper decision based on our original game plan for day one is to one more malacha, just one. That's malacha malabe, and then do a chazar at the bechina. You'll have to pick a date with those assistants. What the talmidim want a bechina after the bechina sometime or other, and after that we'll start refuah b'shabbos. And to do a refuah b'shabbos, we have to go back to three malachas which we haven't touched yet. They are shochet. And gozes and memachik. Those three malachas have a lot to do with your full aspect. So instead of discussing it now, we'll talk about it when we get to refuah, and then we'll finish more or less the malachas we wanted to do. More or less. Okay, so that's just the plan. So we just want to finish this in a couple days. Then we want to start malabing. Then after the chazor or the bechina. Again, the Talmidim will tell them when they want. It's a democracy, up to a point. And when the Bechina will be given. And then after the Bechina was given much too late. It covered much too much material, if you remember. So try to make it a little bit different this time around. Okay, see how this time. Anyway, we're back. Shin Chav Aleph Rabosai, Siv Tezvav, Yochola Arba. Says the Berloch on the bottom of the page Kuf Nun. He says this, he quotes, he refers to the Mishnah Berurah, the Mayim of Yayin, Afilu Imlo Nisar Mayim B'chal Tam Shabbos. That's right. That's Pashut Pshat in the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Fine. Beis Yosef says that's Pashut Pshat. And even a Blila Ova, not Bekoa. Frek Tzorachi and Godel. How the Mata Chazal Etzel Agibu? He said, Doraisa, the Shina Mu'a Azeh. Shina Torah Bekoa. How can it be? For the Rambam it would appear, if you did three, the Yitro, it's only the Rabbanim, by the Shmusim. Why? If you say it's not a Bar Gibul, that's going to be great according to the Rambam, but not according to the other Rishonim. Turn the page. Have a Rishonim and the Rosh himself. Maybe the Bar Gibul is even more chomer. And here the tourist of Rosh agrees to the first opinion. What's going on over here? Chadash and Loshu. How is Loshu without Mashka? How did it happen? The Prima Gadol says, Tamsis Lachusa, it's a Dochak. So here's his own Nupshat. It was Nish Nilosh Mibod Yom, or Mibod Yom. You're not doing any Lisha now at all, for Nilosh. So what's the problem? Are they Michu Isha Memacheo Lachara Osis Lachara Raka Ma'od? Roar the Shtia. The Rambam says, right? Chadash Losha Meshabbos, Merim Shabbos, the Mocha Memacha Vit Shose. Remember I showed you on the board this week? What word was missing? The show said, it's not in the Franklin Rambam. That's what he says. He has his own loop shot. A whole loop shot. Here's a Chazon Ish. This shot of the Bialocha, as great as it is, it's against everybody. Against everybody. Watch. Watch, here it is. Tabua. Tabua is shot. Din Kane Ainu Inyan the Ha Dava Birushalmi the Nosin Mayim Chai Mishim Losh. Not doing Losh at all. But all these Rishonim had a point counterpoint, the Gemara Daf Kuf Mem and the Rishonim by Losh. Go on to the Berlachas Teretz, not doing each other. The Rishonim Hitshu. We heard the Rishonim of the Suk Kuf Mem. Uva Zaruah Tiritz. The Rishonim Kir Rebbe Lazar. Vanon Maskin and Lokam Lazar. And Daf Kuf Mem. Yeshua Tirus of the Rishalmi Kerebi, Yoda Gadot of Yehuda, Amad the Menesinas Mayim Agoram Gibul Vedibuk Ari, against his Hopsha. Elo the Mokomakom, below Trifa Bekoach Mutter, She'ein Zayikil Li Shoson, as I said before, in Sivkot and Dalit, as the Shini Gama. What did he say in Sivkot and Dalit? What's in Dalit? What's in Dalit? So it talks about the El Gemara. What's going on? Why? Why is it not Yikud Lishasa? Why? Why? Explain why? The whole thing is the Rabbanim. The whole sukkah is the Rabbanim. Kulam and Elash Vena Torah, the Rabbanim. Oh, the whole sukkah is the Rabbanim. Oh, the Rabbanim. Why? There's a Gora Me Efer, the Tivoli's Arab Mamai, Venasa Ketit Hanorok, like soft mud. Afa Gavshe and then Dibuk Zebazer, Alhinim Shachem Betchiv Lede Hamayim. Aval hayerek, in our sukkah, it's talking about yerek, right? The vegetables, either mustard or garlic, right? Eino narek ela echad erechad. Nidrach bekoch. Maybe it's Losh Minat Torah. Maybe. But otherwise, it's sure it's only Midir Abonon. Is that what he calls over here? Iker Lisha. That's what he says. All the Abonons. That's the explanation to all these things. That's it. Gora me'efer. Could be it's Kefer. Rabbi was Lushitaso. That is no Lush Doraisa by Chardel. Like Efer. And the other Rishonim Lushitaso. Like Balad Bagibo is an Issa Doraisa. So that's where they're more worried. Rabbi's not worried. That's what some of the Achron would suggest. Fine. Now both sides, it's a Kasha. It says in the Yerushalmi, Yochaya Mishum Lush. How can it be the Rabbana? I mean, Rabbanan, it's a Dechai Mishim Lush. Watch. One second, please. Let's see what it says. Are you, does Chayav mean it literally? Are you Chayav Midaraisa? Look what he says over here. Efshe lefarish. Not finding. Oh, here it is. Mashad mefarish hayrishalmi chiyuv the rabbanon. But the shalom chiyuv the rabbanon. By us, it's a tie to the sasri. The whole word chayav in Rambam always means chayav with the rice, as opposed to the rabbanon. He suggests that chayav over here means with the rabbanon. Okay. I mean, that's what some say. Is there any proof to this chazanish? Is a big chiddush nifla? That's all the rabbanon. Take a look. Watch this. Quotes the bialoch against his teretz. He says his teretz is very shver. Shumus Adeshin says against the Bialocha. But the Das Apostle, Yosef Yudah, Hitzchak at Shumus Adeshin, Shini Godel Yosef, Shidur Fetz Bo, Shenei Rekli, is Lisha Gemurah. Chazanish has the same Kasha. What did he ask from the Yerushalmi for? So what did he answer? The whole thing is the Rabbanan. The whole thing is the Rabbanan. He wants to bring a Raya from the Urayim. Because the Urayim and Lush says at the beginning, he paskins like Rebbe. Even the Sinas Mayim is Asur. And still, later on, when he talks about Shum Bechardo, what does he say? Dabba Poshuk, Shesugis HaBavli Matira Es Nesinas HaMashkin Gam B'Shabbos Atzma. The Lokei Rishon, he also said Nesinas HaMashkin L'Shum. He says that the Uraim says that we don't pass like the Yerushalmi. Pass like the Babli. Why? But Nesinas HaMayim. Even the Sefer HaTshuva, who learns the Babli when you gave him Erev Shabbos. Why? To defend the Babi the Rishami. But the fact that he passed like Rebbe didn't prove the point. Why? Shum v'charel have no shaykhis of Lisha nor Raisa. And therefore, the Sinus of Mashkin wouldn't even call it the Rebbe, and there's enough of a Shinit, not Bekoch. That's a Chiddush Nifl. But I think it's more Karol of Pshat. I think it's true more than the B'Alacha. B'Alacha of Pshat is very difficult. Rabosai, if that's the case, if that's the case, if this is true, perhaps we can go back to that Mordechai that we spoke about earlier today with yet another pshat. What's going to say that the word chayev is lav dafka? That's what the Chazanish said, and that's what the pshat Yerushalmi. Let's go back to our Mordechai in Simen Tov Lam and Gimel. I mean, it's still open. I haven't moved it. Tov Lam and Gimel. Let's read together. Rabbi, so look at the Mordechai one more time. He says, Yerushalmi says, Chayef to come a man, it says, the Mashkim a Chayef Mishim Losh. So the reason is the Machlokas Babi and the Yerushalmi. As we saw, the problem is the last line. The Monos and Mashkim Bod Yom, Ma'ar Betzbo, Abel Lo Kli Lekom Kaf. Rebbein Shalom. You worry about Rebbe, the Shemitis of the Rise just by putting the water in initially. The Drisha suggested that the Shuni Efsa is going to work. He rejects it. It's too late. And Leital said, a teretz, well, it takes a while for it to absorb. So if you do a quick shinui, it's still getting in time. But we're saying now, no. The word chayev is lav dafka. Chayev is lav dafka. So then the Rabbanan. And the only use of the Rabbanan is only when you're ma'arev b'kli with a kaf, but not the etzba. That's what I wanted to suggest. Of course, Rabosai. What if you put a lot of water? Watch this. He says as follows. Somewhere here he says, if you make, second please, somewhere there, here it is. So the Chazanish said, what's called Raka? Shenishpak v'niroch. Aval adayin hen gush, below nose. It's solid, a very soft solid, but you can pour it out. If you take a hard dough, you can't pour it out, it's going to fall out. But like a kind of semi-solid, it'll gradually pour out. Aval ha-mayim rubim, v'em rak mayim achurim. Who wants to define Mayim Achurim?
Murky water.
Murky water, okay. Ain't no klal b'shem lush. as he sits it on his own. It's already an alta maisa. Who said so? Mishnah Brura Shinchov Gimel Lamed Ches in Samaya Merubim Betochol Ashal Yidbak Echal Lechavera Ein Bazem Mishum Lisha. Let's take a look inside. Shinchov Gimel Sivkot Lamed Ches. Give a look. Give a look. Give a look. This is very important. How do you define these terms? We'll see soon. It goes beyond the Shabbos. On the first wide line, the nearer that the shayel chol mukbal, the megubal b'mamir of Shabbos, or shalker ata chol b'li terovus mayin, or lehepech, shenos in harbe mayin. So you stabbe klal a chol echel echavero. That's nothing. It's only finished only sheet. Where else is this relevant, Abosa? Who knows? What other area of halacha is bila rak of bila over relevant? Anybody know?
Brachas.
Exactly. Whole sugi in brachas. With respect to hilchos brachas, with respect to chi of chala. It's very, very important to know that it's bila rak of bila over. How do you define these terms? How do you define them? So the Chazon Ish defined them in Feirish. Bila raka means what? It's a semi-solid. It's a gush. But it can be poured out. I both say, you know what is the most common case of this all by us? Oatmeal. You want to make a baby oatmeal, right? The babies have oatmeal on most their famous dish. We're making it on Shabbos. Is oatmeal bila raka or not bila oven? So according to the Chazon Ish, the oatmeal is nishbach v'niroch. I think it would probably pour. If you took the oatmeal and started pouring it out of the bowl, would it pour out or would it just boom fall out?
Somewhere in between.
Huh?
Like in between.
In between? I think. What you say? Depends how thick you make it.
Yeah.
You make it very, very thick. You are going for oatmeal yourselves. How do you make it? If you go to Ken Marasha, you have the oatmeal there for all the years, it pours out. It pours out. It's never that thick. But maybe you have it in your house, you make it differently, it's much less liquid, less water, less milk that they put in there. So it could depend. Oatmeal is the one I think is the most nogea to us. But this is relevant in Hilchos Chala and Hilchos Brachos as well. So let's take a look just for a minute, because we have the Shemir Shabbos here all day, we haven't opened it even once. That's not right. And let's take a look. What pages are we in? I forgot, remember the pages that we're in? Anyone remember from last time? Remember at all. Next parak. No, try this. Oh, we're getting a place. We're here. We're in the right place. Watch this. The Shmir Shabbos, you want to prepare daisa, smicha, v'mitzas for a baby. Our case, oatmeal. What do? He says it's blila raka. There you go. If it's not that thick, you call it blila raka. This is semi, you know. What do? Tell us what to do. Give you a whole story. What do? Yeah. You put it in the water, and you ma'arve be'ofen the siftes. What siftes means? That you switch the order around, and you use only either a finger or a shesi v'yor. It's samachtes. He writes as follows. Uvedaiso she'enam nimosos bevoan memaga mamai. If you pour water onto certain, you know, instant oatmeals, nothing happens. Shlomo Zalman said, Kevan she'gam tchilas maseyu hurak lishchok ulahomis v'lolagabim. The whole purpose of what you're doing is to ultimately melt, to make it softer and not to make it harder. Af she'rotza she'ilu amayim betoch afka. You want that initially the water should be absorbed by the instant oatmeal. Mikomako, whole of Vishashi Ava, initially. Lo chazi l'achila. Unless you can, it's inedible. Gavlila hirakadela hummus. You do that in order to melt it into a softer batter. Wow. Amazing. You pour water into the oatmeal. Stage one, it's oval. Since you don't intend for stage one, you want it for later on, so it's going to be permissible. Yeah, is that really true? So the Megillah Sefer takes him to task. He doesn't like this. He says, Shlomo Zalman, wrong! It's wrong. We ain't the bar of Nirin. Why? Just as the Chazanish said, watch this. It's in Kotn Ches. Shabblila Raka, watch this. Sarach Lishmoch HaKol Bavas Achas. Avon Impos Raki Luach Boda Ovid. Also, Rav Shaddad Lehosif, I think we saw this last week. Kach Gam, Bebola Soso Mashke, Mutter Rakim Osa Ken Bavas Achas. Avon Mitchilos of Lila Raka, Yesh Lesor, Avshadat ol asos of the soul, Mashke. That's his kasha. I'm not sure that he is necessarily correct. Now, who says it's correct? Maybe over here, Rav Osai, in the Chazanish situation, when it was over, it was already fit to be used, number one. And here, it's unfit to be used. Number two, here he said that to be nikar in the mechav of the kaf. In the Chazanish's case, it wasn't nikar. So Rav Osai, I want to suggest that the Shmir Shabbos from Shlomo Zalman is correct, not against the Chazanish, because he gave two reasons. What are two reasons he gave? One, it's not roy, maybe in his case it was roy. And one, it's nikar l'kol, here it was nikar l'kol. I want to suggest that we have a right to defend the Heiliger of Shlomo Zalman against the Megillah Sefer Kasha. Rav Osai, we'll stop here. And Hashem, tomorrow we're going to be discussing other matters of Lisha. We'll start with the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. We'll have that tomorrow on the board, and we'll go to other areas. The main thing we're going to discuss, but you may have seen in your house, making a salad which has eggs and onions and chopped liver, mixing it with some kind of mayonnaise or oil. Who's ever seen that done on Shabbos? Everybody did. No one understands why. Should be Issa Gama. But tomorrow we'll try to figure out why what seems to be Issa Gama is the mini Yisrael for generations. Shmir Shabbos tries to defend it, others come to attack it. We'll leave that. Let's start with tomorrow. We'll see how to Shmai. Okay.